But an important political gathering happening at the weekend. The official opposition, Democratic Alliance, the government here in the Western Cape and in the city of Cape Town, holding their federal conference this weekend at Gallagher Estate. It's to elect a new leadership and to make resolutions to charter their way forward as we steadily march to a 2024 general elections and beyond. But what are the machinations that take place behind the scenes, and what are some of the roles that are being contested by the various candidates? To speak to us now, Mbalin Thuli, former member of the Democratic Alliance, herself a former contender for the DS federal leadership position. Good morning, Mbali. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Lester. I'm great. Thank you. I'm speaking to you from Zambia, actually.
Oh, thank you so much. You've cast your post-DA life far and wide, but thank you very much for giving us the perspective. As the official opposition, we pay lots of attention on the ANC's internal machinations and election. But as the official opposition, as the government in the city of Cape Town, Western Cape, and other metros across the country, what happens in the DA when it comes to leadership contestations? It is critically important to South Africa.
It really is. And I think that more South Africans should be aware about what happens in the official opposition, because one, it obviously makes sure that people understand what happens there. And I always think that it strengthens the ability for the political parties to be more accountable to citizens when they can call them on things. And I think for a very long time, we've gotten away with in this country only focusing on the ANC. But as power shifts, and as we as citizens start to become more civically engaged, it's critically important, not just for the official opposition, but for all political parties to understand what happens internally. Because I think it's just as important how political parties act when they don't have eyes on them as it is when they do have eyes on them. And so if people don't understand how policies are made, how people are elected, then they have no idea what is actually happening in that political party and what it means for how they would necessarily behave if they were to gain bigger power, I would say.
In South Africa, we have the saying that the next election is the most important election in South Africa's history. It's simply what we say because of the importance of elections. But let's look at the internal trajectory of the Democratic Alliance. Is this an important election for the Democratic Alliance, particularly if we look at an ANC that may be teetering above or about or below a 50% mark when it comes to national polls, Mbali?
I think absolutely. And I think for a couple of reasons. Yes, the ANC looks like it might be a little bit shaky with its majority. I don't think it'll get, you know, below 48% or anything like that. But that even psychologically is a huge shift. And as you'll see in the rest of African countries when liberation parties have started to decline, it goes very slowly and then goes very quickly. And that often is something that's really crucial to get citizens to keep being engaged in the system and to feel that there is hope that things can change. Conversely, in the Democratic Alliance, why this election is important is because in the last election, in terms of real actual numbers, the Democratic Alliance did actually go backwards. And if it does so again in this election, then there starts to be again another psychological shift that maybe the official opposition is not going to be able to pull off being a credible alternative to the ANC. And then that leaves us all in a position of, well, if the ANC is declining, but the official opposition is not growing, where does that leave us as citizens? What fills the gap? What happens? And that's a very serious conversation, because in lieu of anything else being there, we could find ourselves in a position where we have actors and players who fill the space that are not necessarily perhaps going to be people that have the best interests of everyone, but rather opportunistic. I mean, of course, that's part of democracy, but we'd like to think that the opposition should be able to grow and capitalize on the ANC's cannibalization of itself. But the DA has had historically a little bit of a hard time being able to crack even the 30% mark nationally. And so I think this next election will be important to see whether or not it's still a project that people can credibly say is a viable alternative and can turn the hopes around of what happens in the country.
Because the DA does stand at this, I'm going to say, three-forked road. One is to stand true and staunch to its classic liberal ideas and ideology. Second is whether it panders to a constituency to more of the right of center that has largely abandoned it and gone to parties like the FF Plus, have gone to more narrow nationalistic parties like the Patriotic Alliance or the Cape Coloured Congress here in Cape Town, or does it want to be pragmatic, broad church type politics, grow a voter base, or try and just maintain what it has, and that is a 21% in the National Assembly? Your thoughts?
I think that it's exactly the sort of thing that the DA needs to reflect on as it goes into this Congress over the coming weekend, because being in politics and trying to win is very complex. On the one hand, of course, you have to have strong principles and know what you stand for. On the other hand, you'd be cooked if you think that people purely vote on the idea that, you know, you had a really great manifesto and everything about what you say sounds right. People vote for very many emotional reasons. We've had a very difficult past in this history. People still have some baggage around that, understandably so. And people also vote on their reality. So quite frankly, also hammering on about how great the Western Cape, and it makes no difference to someone in Nongoma or Mkhanyagude who's never been there. You need to also have strategies of how you plan on showing those people what can actually happen in their locales and what you'd be able to offer. And if the only thing that you're going to say is that we're slightly better than the ANC, or that we run the Western Cape and Cape Town really well, you're not saying anything to those people, quite frankly. And the DA needs to really start getting out of that particular hold, which is perhaps where part of the pragmatism comes in. And not that you have to give up any of your principles or what you think is right, but about actually trying to have strategies and ways of of speaking to voters that are ones that have not historically been with the DA. And I frankly think if the DA is unable to do that, it's either going to stay at 21% or it's going to start declining after a while, because just the way that the voters roll, the population increases set up, they'll never be able to catch that up. And so they have a very, I think, difficult position in that. But at the same time, they could be far more creative about how they did it. And another big part of why people vote for parties, unfortunately, is still around personalities. And I think that's somewhere where the DA has had some wobbles in the way that some of the leaders have behaved and are perceived by the general public, which is a shame, because it obviously isn't something that is that all DA public representatives are, all DA members are, of which there are many great ones. And what the DA could have done, I think, in the internal conferences that it has this time and in previous ones, is to actually open it up a little bit more to the public so that people could see all the variety, all the supposed diversity of what the DA actually is, and allow its members and allow its public groups to show that naturally and authentically without having these very put on stage shows. Because then at least you could share to South Africans, we're not all perfect. We don't all agree at the same time on everything, but we are all trying to be people that come together to unite for a bigger idea around South Africa. And some of us will believe slightly different things on those, but the outcome is that we can really have discussions. But South Africans aren't stupid. You can see when things are stage managed. You can see when certain policies come out in a certain way. And you can definitely see when there's only a select group of people that get to speak about certain things, in a certain manner and all sound the same. And becomes boring, because you don't actually reflect that you have the kind of people that speak to all South Africans. And so this idea that you are so incredibly diverse becomes what the DA says it's not about, which is really just looking at what people look like, as opposed to what people believe, where people come from, and what people actually want to fight for.
Mbali Ntuli, former DA member, former contender for the DA's leadership position, throwing forward to this weekend's elective conference for the Democratic Alliance, the official opposition in the Republic, but also government in many metros, including the city of Cape Town. Your thoughts? 021-446-0567. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean anything to you. Do you care who is leader of the Democratic Alliance? 021-446-0567.